After a while, you look through the main strategies of the mind, how it tries to get your attention, and so on. There you are again, there it is. The mind becomes depersonalized. Before, the mind was me. The mind and the accumulated memories that make up my personal history was me, and I walked around with the burden of me, with my unfulfilled history, unfulfilled and unfulfilling, not enough. And whatever strange thoughts were associated with that, life passed me by. Unfair, treated me unfairly, I missed it. Whatever thoughts you have about your personal history, something went wrong in 1984, shouldn't have happened. That's why I cannot be happy now. Or you carry an identity based on an unpleasant experience that somebody did to you. You survived, and that's wonderful. Yes, it was dreadful, because as long as humanity is unconscious, totally identified with mind, they do many dreadful things. So you cannot come onto this planet without experiencing dreadful things. Some are more dreadful than others, and you suffer. There's no child that doesn't suffer. And yet, to build an identity on the basis of past pain is a dreadful limitation. To have a painful story that is the story of me, and needing to think about that, because you can't all think about it, gradually you might even forget, and need to talk about it continuously, and then see yourself as this or that, you have a label for it. No matter how tragic it was at the time, and some awful things have happened, are happening at this very moment in certain parts of the planet, no matter what it is, the fact is, you survived. And yet the mind used it, because it's always looking for a stronger sense of self. It's looking for an identity. It's looking for a stronger me. And it can use something like that, something very bad that happened to me, or the other way around. Something very bad that I did to someone. So that's guilt. You identify with something that you once did. And you wouldn't do it now, but there you didn't know any better. That's why it happened. Unconsciousness. So if you identify with unconsciousness, either that came through you or what other unconscious humans did to you, there you create a heavy, painful sense of self. A story. But everybody has their story, even if there's not one big traumatic event in their lives, they have their own story, the personal story, their identity. And how liberating it is to see that it is no more than things that happened. That ultimately, that is not who you are. You are not the accumulation of those memories or emotions. That's there, yes. So as presence arises, you recognize that was never who you are. Your personal history has its place, undoubtedly. It happened. You may have old photos to prove it. It really happened. And the photos at some point begin to fade. Even I haven't yet reached old age, but even I have photos from my childhood that are already beginning to fade. They're going yellow. The story is dissolving. Wouldn't it be strange if photos faded more quickly than the human body? And after 10 years, you open your photo album and there's nothing left. Wow, that feels good. And yet there is a dimension in every human that was never really touched by what happened. The eternal, timeless state of consciousness that is presence. Who you are underneath the form that your life takes, your life situation, as I sometimes call it. The dilemma of your life situation. You mean other people also have a dilemma? I'm not the only one. Surely no life situation can be more problematic than mine. No story is that fulfilling. You look behind, even those who in the eyes of the world have made it, success, fame, wealth. If you look behind the facade, you see there's unhappiness, sometimes greater than with other people, because they still can think they can make it. They have made it, and it hasn't freed them.